All right, we'll resume the call with Arizona State coach Todd Graham, and the Sun Devils open the season on Thursday, hosting Sacramento State. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Todd, what's the, the itchiness level of your players to get out there and play against someone in a different uniform?
Well, I'd say it's pretty high. You know, I've never had the first week off, and I wasn't too fired up about it. But it's probably been an advantage to us because we've had so many newcomers, you know, that are in the depth, you know, too deep to get them ready to play. So as a coach, I've kind of enjoyed having more time to prepare. But our guys are really, really ready to start playing, and it seems like it's been you know, a lot longer than, you know, you only get 29 opportunities to practice, but it seems like it's been a lot longer than that. So they're itching and ready to go.
Does the Oregon State game serve as a cautionary tale for the old cliche that on any given day?
I think, obviously I make them aware of those situations, and we talk about those things as a team, you know, but we talk about that all the time, though, and about respect. You should respect this game. That's one of the reasons why, you know, we show great sportsmanship and play by the rules. You should respect your opponent. If you don't, you're going to get humbled. And in the week one, you know, is you see more upsets like that in week one, because obviously, you know, execution, penalties, teams beat themselves and put people in position to beat them. And so if you don't prepare, if you don't respect your opponent, you're going to get humbled. And so we did point that out to our team and stuff, but, you know, we don't talk about, like, you know, trying to, you know, if you don't prepare, you're going to get beat and all that. You know, we explained to our guys, we're very honest with them about our evaluation of each opponent, and we expect to go out there and play the best. And we talk about that. You only got, you know, 12 opportunities to earn two more. You know, to be able to, the max you're going to play is 14 games, and you better go out and better maximize and get better on every rep. And, you know, I felt like we did that last year. We got better every game we went out on the field. And so, all right, we'll show where our maturity is, and anybody can beat you on Saturday. I can guarantee you that. If you don't play well and you have penalties, you turn the football over, that you can very easily get beat. And I think that's what you've seen all over the country happening.
What were you doing on Saturday? Was there any game that you keyed in on, or did you go fishing?
I didn't go fishing, I can tell you that. No, I watched quite a few. I spent time watching, Sac State film, and then, the San Jose game, spent a lot of time with it. And then I watched the Wisconsin. As a staff, we watched the Wisconsin game. And then we watched the USC, a half of the USC. We watched half of the Washington game, and we watched pretty much all the UCLA game and the Arizona game. So we tried to watch the teams in the South that we're competing with that we feel like that, you know, that we needed to watch. So, and I do that a lot. I watch most of those games each week.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Todd, Washington has joined the list of teams playing a hurry-up offense, no huddle. Is this a trend you think is going to continue, or what do you see in the immediate future?
I don't know. I think obviously I believe in it. That's what as the head coach in high school or in college, I've always been a fast-paced, high-tempo offense, and we believe in that here. And I don't know how it's going to catch on everywhere else. It's awful difficult to teach and to execute and to train for. It is a total commitment. You know, it ain't something you can kind of do one year and not do the next. You've got to recruit players that are smart and disciplined, that can operate faster and more efficient than anyone else. And I can tell you this, all the games that I watched, I was really, really impressed with Washington, and what I was impressed with is how well they had adapted to that system and that scheme, and I thought they played really, really well and played at a great tempo, too, because you watch the TV copy, you're able to see tempo. You know, when you get these exchange films, you can't see tempo, but you can see it more on the TV copy. So I was very impressed. I think obviously I believe in the no huddle, so I think that's a good move for them, and I think that makes them more difficult to defend.
You mentioned it's difficult to teach. Why is that?
Well, it's very simple. What you're basically doing is what usually takes somebody else 20 to 30 seconds to do, you're running plays in 10 seconds. And so if you hurry up and make mistakes, it doesn't do you any good. You have to operate faster but more efficient. And what you're trying to do, what we're trying to do, is create a fifth quarter. And through our training, how we train year-round, because I think it takes 3 years to get in shape mentally and physically to be able to handle the fast-paced no-huddle. Because we're not a no-huddle offense. We're a no-huddle program. We're a no-huddle football program. How we train, how we do everything we do when we recruit. You know, our incoming freshman had a 3.5 GPA this summer. We're recruiting guys that are, you know, you've got to be smart. You've got to see yourself as smart because you've got to be able to process the information faster. You know, the quarterback has to see what two high, one high, how many guys are in the box. He's got to make sure everybody's deployed and be able to, pre-snap reads, on-snap reads, and do all the things that usually everybody else is teaching a guy to do in 20 to 30 seconds. We're doing in 10 to 15. So that's why you got to be smart to do it.
So I guess what you're saying is that in recruiting, you're probably looking for a brighter player.
Well, I mean, we want to get – whether we've got guys that are 2.5, 2.6 that see themselves as smart, that are football smart, that can react and understand concepts and things. So we spend a lot of time in research and making sure, especially from the quarterback position, we look at any – our free safety on defense, our running backs, offense. Our center has to be – our center, he calls out the cadence. You know, because we're a fast pace. Sometimes, most of the time, we're on a silent cadence. So he's calling the cadence out and calling out all the blocking schemes. And you have less time to do what traditionally everybody's done over a longer period of time. And so you have to look for guys that are obviously disciplined, smart, tough. And the big thing is the mental aspect of it, because you can go fast all you want. If you're making mistakes, most people will go to the no-huddle fast tempo and then they abandon it because they start to have more mistakes than they're accustomed to. And so it's got to be something you totally commit to. And everywhere I've ever been as a head coach, our secretaries here believe in the no-huddle. I mean, we're totally in, totally committed to it. So some people go to it and go away from it, because I think that it is hard. And I think the hardest time is in the first year or two that you're doing the system.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Doug Holland, Arizona Republic.
Todd, I forgot to ask you today. Have you guys named captains yet?
We're counting the balance right before this phone call. We're working on that right now. We should name them tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any additional questions?
There are no questions at this time.
All right. Beautiful. Todd, thanks for your time today. Good luck on Thursday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you bet. See you.